Welcome to a WASDE conference call here. Just wanted to, we kind of wanted to walk through the numbers and just give you our opinion of what we see here. Really for corn, not a big surprise. The two things I think to take note of is obviously the larger 21-22 corn carryout. I think that the trade was probably looking for a drop bigger than 1.507. I think the market, you know, even though the estimates were a little higher, but I think the market was closer to, you know, something closer to 1.112 is what we were trading. And the obviously the USDA drop in exports 325 million bushels to 2.45 kind of delayed the inevitable here. Obviously, the USDA doesn't want to announce this early on that the house is on fire, I think. And this is a way that they can kind of punt it down the road. The other was obviously Brazil. I think the market was looking for a bigger cut than the 7 million tons. You know, the USDA went to 102, was 109 previously. You also had CONAB out this morning at 106.4. Our thoughts are the market's probably trading somewhere in that 95 to 99 million ton mark for Brazil, especially with the forecast that we've got ahead with them. Other things to look at, obviously, in this were the Chinese imports looking at for next year at 26 million tons of corn and 10 million tons of milo. You know, the reaction to this report was obviously a little negative, but at the end of the day, you know, we're still around that 10% stocks to use. Yield, some kind of wanted to argue with the USDA printing 179.5, which is pretty well in line with trend line. You know, obviously, that would be a new record. Current record right now is 176.6 from 2017, and 18 was right there alongside with it, 176.4. So to think that we have, you know, 3 bushel an acre higher than what we were from, you know, 4 years ago or 3-4 years ago is not unfathomable. And I think that we probably would have been in that 180 category this year had we not seen the drought in Southwest Iowa and obviously the derecho that took away several hundred million bushels. So. I think the USDA is probably in line with their yield. Now, having said that, I think we do need to see some extremely good weather to achieve that number. Other than that, that's all I really saw for corn, guys. Rocky, how about soybeans?
Soybeans. Let's start with the world numbers. Left Brazil production unchanged. They dropped Argentine production 500,000 tons and basically the same amount in exports out of Brazil. So really nothing in old crop. The interesting numbers come in new crop on soybeans. They increase China's soybean imports from 100 to 103. The real interesting numbers come in production. So they're suggesting that next year's Brazil bean crop is an increase of 8 million tons over this year at 144. They're increasing bean exports by 7 million tons from 86 to 93, and their increase in Argentine bean production by 5 million tons, and effectively left exports unchanged in Argentina for next year versus this year. So they're throwing a whole lot more production at this in the world situation, and obviously, so that offsets China's increase. Numbers resulted in 91.1 carryout for 21-22. That was 3 million tons higher than the average guess. I think, obviously, it didn't have much of an impact on the corn board today as we were or the bean board as we were trading pretty solid here early. S&Ds, they didn't touch whole crop S&D, 120 carryout. New crop S&D, 140 carryout, 3.2% stocks to use, by the way. What is that, third tightest back to 2000. And the average farm price of $13.85 is what they threw at us, which is the second highest behind $12.13 of $14.40. So there's a lot of people suggesting that they couldn't do anything tighter because you can't go any tighter than $1.40 to start off with. Highs and lows on beans, 2020 high, $17 is what we're kind of projecting. In 2021 high of $15. And frankly, we're not tremendously far from either one of those. And low for 2021 for next fall is 1097. The only other thing I will mention is I am not an oil expert any way, shape, or form. But the Gov did increase biodiesel use substantially, lowered food and exports. Total demand for bio or for oil, so bean oil went up substantially. I mean, the long and the short of it is they're giving us a 5.6% stocks to use on bean oil, which is probably the tight, well, certainly the tightest since 13-14, which had a 5.6% stocks to use also. So didn't solve anything on bean oil, but they gave us a pretty doggone tight stocks to use, reflected a stocks to use on beans here. So, but nothing really substantially different on the bean market. So, Wayne, wheat, you're up.
Thank you, Rocky. Kansas City wheat was down around 42 cents by the end of the day today, compared to last week, the end of the week. That's after a $3.25 rally. So had a little bit of a correction, probably related somewhat to corn breaking. The USDA's first estimates of crop production for U.S. winter wheat by crop were all very close to the numbers that most of the people in the trade had had. And the biggest drop is in soft white wheat, which is no surprise if you've just been watching the condition ratings. They don't publish any estimate of the spring wheat crop until after the June, or when they have the June 30th planting intentions or planting report. For those of us who are following the substitution of wheat for corn, the USDA stuck with its estimate for 2021 of 100 million bushels. There are some people who think that number could be 40 or 50 million bushels higher, but we'll have to see. And for 21-22, they assumed 170 million. And there have been a lot of people looking at historicals, like in 2012 and 13, numbers were almost 400 million bushels. I've reminded people that to get those kind of numbers, you have to have not only all of the three major classes feeding a lot of wheat. That includes hard red spring, which usually in the past few years has not fed a lot. There's not a lot of it been fed because it's not where most of the people are who would want to use it. But the number of 170 probably is on the low side. I think if we continue for 6 or 7 months with these kind of price differentials favoring wheat, you probably will get up to somewhere between 250 and 300. But that's not based on any scientific example study. It's just an idea on what those kinds of differentials can do. The WASD revisions in the EU crops and usage numbers were not a big surprise. We ended up with the same stocks numbers. We just redid all of the ways they got there. And the numbers for 1920 through 2021 show an interesting phenomenon. If you look at the feed usage of wheat and corn in the U.S. This year marketing year that we're just about to finish in wheat was a very unusual one. Last year We lost 12.8 million tons off the EU wheat crop from the previous year, and we lost 17 million tons off the previous corn crop year. So those two added up to almost 30 million tons of crop production loss. If you go back to 10-11, there has never been a year when both of them were down by double digits. Usually one was going up while the other was going down. So the impact of that on total feed use has been a drop of about 10 million tons of both corn and feed. And so people who thought that they were going to import a lot of corn because the wheat crop was bad were disabused of that. And one of the reasons that they were able to do this is they did drop corn imports by about 5 million tons, but they also drew down stocks, which had been 16 million tons of wheat, to 11 million tons is what the USDA is expecting for this next year. So they have, from a percentage, a loss point of view, it's not like they completely destroyed themselves by not feeding any animals, but they did have to do some maneuvering to avoid big corn imports, which saved them a lot of money in these last half of the marketing year. The highlights of the rest of the WASDE numbers, I think USDA is a little bit light on the PRC wheat crop. They put it at 136. I'm at 138. I have been assuming that their imports would be 10 to 11 million tons. USDA was at 10 for next year. That's because they've drawn their wheat stocks down sharply. And the wheat crop there is half the size of the corn crop. So when you cut corn feeding and try to replace it with wheat, you really dig into the wheat reserves pretty quickly because you have to use a lot of wheat relative to how much there is in the stock, in the grain stocks. As far as how much wheat is expected to be imported by the major importers, the regions around the world versus 2021, the next year, this 21-22 year, USDA is looking for a 3.5 million ton increase, mostly from the Middle East and Southeast Asia. And the big exporter gains probably will come from the EU, which should have a better crop, and the Black Sea, even though the Russian crop is down because of their limitations on wheat exports. If they do end up with a crop somewhere near 80 million tons, they may be able to export a couple million tons more than they have so far this year. So the Black Sea and the EU probably are the biggest gainers to supply that 3.5 million ton increase. The Southern Hemisphere will be down. Most people are expecting a 26 million ton wheat crop in Australia, but a bigger one out of Argentina, bigger in Australia, smaller in Argentina, and leads to about a 2.5 million ton decline because Australia loses four and Argentina picks up a couple. So those are the major highlights of what I saw and looking at the USDA numbers on wheat. And I'll have more to say about some of these things in my weekly report, but that may not be until Friday. That's all I got, guys.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Rocky. We'll be back with you on Friday for our weekly recap.